proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today we are pleased to announce that the Everlasting Nation Museum has reopened to the public. This museum first opened in 1978 and underwent major renovations for a brand new experience. So, if you have visited the museum in the past, you'll want to see it now, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. The purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible comes alive in a fresh way as we step back in time to the time of Abraham, taking a glimpse into God's future plan for the Jewish people as well. Walking through the museum, you'll be presented with the miracle nation of Israel that God chose because of His great love for them. Through struggles and blessings, you can see God's hand at work. One of our unique exhibits features the fall feasts of Israel according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. These feasts are the Feast of Trumpets, which is celebrated as Rosh Hashanah today, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. These feasts are the last of the seven feasts that God gave to Israel. Many Christians are unfamiliar with this divine calendar of God's plan through the ages. Yet, there is much to learn and appreciate by a proper study of these feasts. Today, we will focus on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Starting at Rosh Hashanah, which we talked about on our last program, the Jewish people examined themselves during a period called the 10 Days of Awe. It was on this day, Yom Kippur, that the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies in the temple to make atonement for himself and the nation of Israel. Since the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, the Jewish people have not been able to effectively observe this day biblically as sacrifices have ceased. Now during these days, the days of awe, Jewish people will try to make amends for any wrongs committed, especially in the past year. They give to charity and they say certain prayers. A common Hebrew expression is Gomer Chatima Tova, may you have a good signature. Jewish tradition holds that God opens three books in heaven, the book of the righteous, the book of the wicked, and the book of life. Jewish people believe that God examines one's life closely during these 10 days of awe and will write their name in one of these books. Most believe that they'll be written in the book of life, securing their place for another year. On Yom Kippur, though, 10 days later, the books are sealed. The day of Yom Kippur is very solemn, as many Jewish people, both religious and secular, will fast and attend special synagogue services. In Israel, radio and television stations suspend their broadcasting. Businesses are closed and driving is prohibited across the country. Interestingly, as the streets are clear, the children will freely ride their bicycles all over the country on this day. One tradition held by some Orthodox Jewish people is kaparot, as a live chicken or a bag of money worth the amount of chicken is rung three times over the head of the person seeking atonement. A prayer is recited, which says, "This is my exchange, my substitute, my atonement." The chicken is then slaughtered and given to the poor. This practice is not considered a sacrifice by the rabbis, but is symbolic in nature. Another tradition commonly practiced is tashlik. Jewish people cast breadcrumbs into a body of water, symbolically casting their sins away, which is reflective of the book of Micah 7, verses 18 and 19. Even so, such traditions display the fact that, as Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. The high holy days call Israel to turn to the Lord. One day the nation of Israel will experience true atonement through the Messiah when they recognize Him whom they have pierced. This will be the restoration of fellowship and preparing them for the next feast, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And this we will cover on our next program. Now, in the meantime, I want to invite you to come to the Everlasting Nation Museum whenever you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Let me also encourage churches, small groups, and even homeschool groups to come and experience this unique museum, and I know it will be a blessing to you. You may contact us at 423-876-8150 or simply go to our website at ibjm.org for more information. And I know you'll be blessed by your visit here. Our motto is Come and See, Go and Tell. I hope to see you soon. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.